irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned into Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Always unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you so much for raising your vibration with us here on LA Talk Radio. First and foremost, welcome to the Vibration Station, where we have dedicated ourselves to raising your frequencies each and every single moment of the day in space and time. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. And we have a very, very special show lined up for you guys today. As you know, this is the show here on LA Talk Radio where we talk about anything and everything to inspire you, to make you feel in a greater alignment with the wholeness of who you are. We bring in people that we know will plant seeds in your consciousness, plant light seeds of your consciousness. Let that be no pun intended. I would like to welcome two very, very special individuals in the studio with us today. First and foremost, Ariana, a star child. What a powerful and impactful individual. Along with Ariana, we have Kyle Matthews, who is a psychic and Ariana's translator. We're going to get into exactly how these two work together to raise the vibration of this planet, of yourself, and of this universe in general. But first and foremost, let's get a little bit into who Ariana is, who Kyle is, and exactly how we raise the vibration. First and foremost, welcome to the show, guys. It is such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Dave. This is so fun.
It is.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. I mean, to have you guys in the studio, first and foremost, is a huge blessing. The moment that I saw you guys, the moment that we connected, I just felt this love. I felt this overwhelming compassion. And well, maybe you don't know this. We talk about this a lot on the Vibration Station, you know, with people having paranormal experiences. Believe it or not, 71% of Americans report they have had a paranormal experience. So it's no wonder books about psychic phenomena and inner spirituality remain a popular genre. Well, for every Sylvia Brown blockbuster like The Other Side and Back, Psychic's Guide to Our World and Beyond, there's a surprise bestseller like the Celestian Prophecy that came out of Celestian. Yes, excuse my tongue. Sometimes it gets the best of us. Prophecy that came out of nowhere. Well, today we're focusing on another absolute spiritual blockbuster. Light Atonement by Ariana A Star Child is poised to make its mark in publishing history. The woman, known as Ariana, didn't choose her life as a psychic, channeler, and healer. She was led to this new spiritual life by unexpected events that unfolded as she took her first steps down the road of self-discovery. Born in Japan, she came to the United States for college and quickly found herself at the helm of a multi-million dollar furniture import business. Ariana was married with two beautiful children, but she felt empty. After intensive psychotherapy, she discovers that she is a skilled Reiki healer and sensitive to healing vibrations emitted by crystals. While holding a crystal and meditating, Ariana begins to hum. Then a voice emerges from her lips. The following day, Ariana writes, quote, I was an educated businesswoman, and a very rational one too, but the night before, I had been speaking light languages, and I wasn't making it up. She travels to the powerful energy vortexes of Sedona, Arizona, Mount Shasta, California, Stonehenge in England, and Mount Fuji in Japan, where in deep meditation meets entities from other dimensions. She learns she is here on Earth to be their conduit for messages of truth from the universe, to guide humanity and the planet away from the disaster they see ahead, and of course, into the light. Welcome, Ariana and Kyle, of course. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. Of course, we have a plethora of questions for you. But first and foremost, just so the listeners have an idea, just so we can just totally vibrationally lock the listeners in, I would love it if maybe you could explain, whether it be Ariana or someone else, exactly any of your preference, right? Exactly how this works, the unity process, I guess, and the message, the power behind what you found you are here on this planet to do. How does that work, Ariana?
Well, my star family comes from seventh dimension.
Yes.
And I have discovered, actually, I have met them in Mount Shasta about 3-4 years ago.
Wow.
And at that point, they just showed up and said, I'm your family, and you are going to speak with me, with us, and, you know, you're going to bring the message.
Yes.
And at that point, I somehow knew how to do it, but you know, that was just first encounter.
Right.
About a couple of years later, I was holding a crystal one night and meditating, and I started to channel this light language.
Wow.
And Kyle Matthews here, we worked together, and he could translate. He has been speaking with his guardian angels since he was 14.
Wow.
And yes, with the help of his guardian angels, and he figured how to translate this language.
Exactly. That's absolutely amazing. I did, for the listeners, want to let them know a little bit about Kyle's experiences, too, and how he's been working as a psychic for more than 25 years. Kyle has built his own clientele from thousands of satisfied clients. He has the ability to see and read other people's auras. Contact with his guardian angels, as Ariana just said, coupled with his extraordinary abilities, enables Matthews to translate messages from others who reside in dimensions beyond this one. A psychic reading with Matthews, excuse me, is very much like meeting an old friend whom you grow up with, making your soul glad to reconnect again. This friend seems to know everything about you, accepts you for yourself, and knows what to do about anything that worries you. Matthews is a spiritual soul feather. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Matthews is a spiritual soul feather. Your soul feather.
Soul felt.
You are a soul felt healer. Matthews is a spiritual soul felt healer who partnered with his angel at age 14, as Ariana just said to us as well. So Kyle has the ability to reach out into a person's soul and out into other guides and angels. This brings truth and clarity about their past so they may continue their journey through life with a new awareness and certainty. Everything Kyle does is by the grace of God and with the help of the angels. So basically, with this combination between Ariana and Kyle, it's just this light force, this unstoppable force of light power. It's love, it's awareness. Ariana, Kyle, what are some of the messages, right? In the bio, you said that you're here, your light family has come through you to tell us, to steer us into a direction to where we will avoid certain disasters that are inevitable if we do not make certain changes. Could you expand on that a little bit?
Yes. They say that, which, you know, many of us already know, that change starts with us,
yes,
with each individual.
Yes.
We have to look inside and find the answers, then search from outside.
Yes.
Because we are connected to the source. We are the source.
Yes.
We have all the answers. We just forgot.
That is so beautiful. It is so powerful too. So is there something that, as an individual, so here we are, right? 7 billion people on this rock, beautiful rock, floating through space. Okay, it's our home. It's our planet. It's our mother. As an individual, as you just said, it all starts within. What can each person do to make a conscious shift closer to being in alignment with that source? What is something that each and every single person can do to tap in? You know, I hear a lot of people, I get a lot of emails from listeners, and what they'll say is, Dave, I'm all about spirituality, I'm all about tuning into a higher consciousness, but I have a difficult time meditating, or I'm so focused on, you know, paying my bills and this and that, and I have such a cluttered head that I can't seem to get a breath to really focus on the things that will raise my vibration and put me in a place where I will be making and taking the actions to raise the vibration of my planet. So what's like, how do I say, I almost want to say easy, but I don't want to say easy. You know what? I know you know what I'm
totally
saying. Okay,
what
I love
saying.
It. Okay.
I say two things.
Let's hear it.
One is just connect with your soul. May that be anything. It's different for different people. Like for me, I meditate and I connect with my source right away.
Yeah.
Through my breath, I connect to my, you know, my source. For some people, it's singing. Some people, it's gardening. You know, it doesn't have to be anything you have to search for. You already know something which your heart desires, which your heart is happy about. That you should do as often as you should. That's one. And two, simple thing you can do every day is be kind.
Yes.
Be kind to yourself and others. That's all you need to do to start.
That's so beautiful. So we need to look within. That is the big message. And you know what? I would say that that's the big message of light atonement too, right?
Yes.
Is really looking in. So, listeners, I want to give you a little brief summary of what light atonement is by Ariana, a star child. Few have the gift to see into other dimensions. Fewer still are able to bring back the wisdom they find there. Even more rare are those like Ariana, special enough to travel to other realities, bring back knowledge, and then lead others on journeys of their own light. Right? Light Atonement by Ariana, a star child, is the memoir of a woman with an amazing gift who finds that her purpose in life is to share it with others. Written so beautifully, it is impossible to read and not be uplifted. And I am living proof of that. It's the moment I picked up this book. Even picking up the book and even starting to read the first page, 2 pages, 3 pages, 4 pages, 5 pages, you feel like you're becoming a part of something greater than yourself. By reading Light Atonement by Ariana, a star child, you are opening up certain channels in your consciousness that allow for a greater understanding to become present. Vibration, thought, this comes down to a cellular level. The cells of your body vibrate to the frequencies that your thoughts emit. When you pick up Light Atonement by Ariana, a star child, what you're doing is you're activating these higher octaves, you could say, higher parts of your brain, higher octaves in vibration, higher vibrational frequencies of consciousness. You are letting in the wholeness, higher self of you that has always been, the eternal you, the God source you are letting in when you read Light Atonement. I'm going to get a little bit back into this. I just wanted to just give authors a little give listeners a little teaser. Since we have the author with us in the studio, Ariana, I have a question for you. How would you feel, Kyle? How would you guys feel about, you know, maybe asking? Well, I mean, you've been asking your Light family this whole time, little to our knowledge. Mm-hmm. Before the show, you said that when you communicate with your Light family, or when your Light family communicates through you, it comes out in this just non-speakable language. This is language that's it's nothing like we've ever heard on mm-hmm. Earth. And Kyle Matthews, of course, has the amazing gift of translating the vibration and, I guess, vocal words of exactly what you're saying. So as Ariana allows these beings, these light beings, to speak through her and send this universal message of just love, togetherness, oneness, the source is within, all the answers are in here, Kyle is able to convey that message so we can understand it as human beings. How would you guys feel about letting in some higher dimensional beings? I would be grateful.
I can bring them out and they can give us messages.
I would love that.
But before I start, please. I want to quickly mention about the language.
Yes.
I call it light language.
Light language.
Because the language I speak, you know, of course, are from seventh dimension and beyond, but the language carries the light and energy.
Okay.
And it's a vibrational language. And you feel it in your entire body, just not just your physical body, but your aura, everything.
Right.
Just listen to it, just receive, and try not to, you know, understand it in your brain, because you will not understand it.
Yes.
Because it's beyond human's capacity to understand it.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I'm going to bring them out.
Maybe you could even talk about the activations and stuff a little bit, too. So
I would love that. Yes.
Sure. So first, I'm going to say if there's any message from them to all the listeners.
Please. Okay. Thank you.
They just said that they're very happy to be here, and that they send light and love to everyone. This is the main three that are grouped together, and they talk in a group now. They started out talking
separately, but now all three of my family speak together.
Wow! And so simultaneously,
mm-hmm.
And then there's another one that comes and speaks, and he's a
time traveler.
Yeah,
and he speaks in a different language. I'll bring him in so he can say hi to everybody.
Wow.
He says good afternoon to everyone. He's very funny. He's a funny character. His name is Lanish.
Lanish. Thank you. I'm smiling, but I'm cheek to cheek.
You know, just one thing to add to it is when I first heard it. I mean, you know, when she first started doing it, I couldn't understand a word.
I was going to ask.
And so
I was going to say
it took time for me to like learn, and I asked my guardian angel, "Is there any way you could do something to help me, you know, understand it? Could it trigger something?"
Yes.
And there are still certain words that I don't get.
Okay.
You know, that I don't even think are in our language at all. You know, and so when we're translating it, it comes out. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. They're very, very thorough when they give answers to certain things. And if, you know, if someone asks a specific question, they'll get a specific answer back.
Wow.
So
is that okay if we open up the phone lines and say,
of course,
for anyone, guys, this is a very rare opportunity that we have here on the Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio. Very, very special. We have Ariana, a star child, with Kyle Matthews, psychic and translator. Ariana is author of Light Atonement. Just, I mean, if you guys want to call in, now's the time to do so. Call in live, 323-203-0815. Once again, listeners, if you want to call in and speak with a seventh dimensional being, just pure universal knowledge, that number is 323-203-0815. As we wait for those calls, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a question for the masses. Is that okay? I feel like it's so funny because it's like you're speaking with this being of unconditional love and light. So it's like you can ask them anything and they won't judge you. But then here I am and I'm like, ooh, I need to make sure that I'm asking the right questions. Yes. You know what? We actually have a caller, so we're going to take this before I ask anything else. You are live here on the Vibration Station with Ariana, a star child, and Kyle Matthews. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Ariana and Kyle. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I love your show, Davey.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. We love you. This is this is a very powerful show, and I'm so grateful that you were able to call in and share this with us.
Wow. I have a question.
Yes.
For Ariana and Kyle. Maybe they could help me about my career.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know.
You've never gotten these before. No.
I just, by the way, you guys, thank you for being here because I think you're wonderful and helpful, and I want to find out how to get your book too. So
Well, there's a couple places. That's number one, www.astarchild.com. Okay. And then also, if you just go in the Google search engine and search Ariana, a star child, she will come up. If you don't want to go to literally astarchild.com, but of course, just go to astarchild.com. There's also a few other places online, a few other social media links where you can find Light Atonement, you can find Ariana, you can find Kyle Matthews. They're out there. So yeah, you just do that search and you will not be disappointed.
And you can buy them at Amazon as well.
Oh, there you go, Amazon. Straight to it. So, Michelle, by all means, what's your question?
I've been pursuing these particular, you know, kind of like hobbies, but they've turned into jobs, and I get them off and on. I'm a freelancer, and I just wanted to know if they can tune in to how I can best get the job opportunities I want to come to me and when they're going to come.
Okay.
I mean, more on a regular basis, because at this time right now, it's just, you know, I'll get something and then it's project's done and I don't have any other projects for a long time. I mean, I have another job where I pay bills, but
Let me ask them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I just want to know when it's going to come and how I can attract these particular individuals into my life where I can continue working.
Okay.
On this passionate level.
I'm going to bring them in.
Okay.
What they said was that the path that you're on is a really good path. They said that it's really clear. It's you know, they love you doing the creative things. They're saying that's where you strive the most at, you know, in your creative outlets. And they're saying that that they are going to come closer, you know, more into your life, meaning that you'll have more of them coming in and coming out, as long as you stay focused on them. You know, they said, though, you need to be careful of spreading yourself a little too thin, though, because
yeah.
they said you're doing there's like two or three different things you're doing here, and they said that one of them is really, really powerful, and one of them is really great too. And you know, I think you can handle even two of them, but maybe three or four isn't going to maybe work out. So, you know, really focus in on the two that are the ones that are the most important.
Wow, that's right on.
Did that resonate, Michelle?
That resonated.
Yeah.
And so focus on the one that I really keep creating. And, you know, because what I do sometimes is when I don't keep generating the one that I want to love to do, what happens is I get more depressed, or I get more down and negative, and then I'm like desperate. I'm like contacting all these people, and I'm putting it out there, and I'm like, why aren't they calling me? So I feel like the more that I, try hard, the worse it gets. So I think maybe I'm going about it in the wrong way or something.
Well, just remember, Michelle, that when you put too much energy into something and you focus on it too much, it becomes an obstacle in front of you. So, you know, it's sometimes better just to surrender to it and just let it be, because then it can just unfold in front of you, and you'll be surprised. It's like when someone goes out looking to meet a person, you know, they want to meet a relationship, you know, when they go out to do that and they're desperate to do it, they'll never meet them. You know, it just doesn't happen. But the minute they stop looking, there they are.
Exactly.
The relationship comes up to them. So,
you know,
it's just true. It really is. And it's hard to surrender sometimes when we're so used to trying to control everything, but we sometimes have to just let go.
Yeah! Wow!
You'll love her book. You'll love her book because it teaches you all these things in there, how to do these things, and also her blogs on her website are tremendous. You can go on her website and read these blogs, and you can read the ones from the past too. And they're also coming out on YouTube.
So great.
Yes, that's we're going to get into that in just a little bit as well. Ariana has this amazing whole new wave that she's launching on YouTube, where people are going to be able to tune in actually to her on a YouTube channel, right? So this is something that we're really, really excited about. It's going to be able to raise the vibration even to even more people, reach out to even a greater masses of people. So such a blessing. Michelle, question, was that were you a little, are you a little, do you need a breath? Do you need a breath of fresh air?
Oh, that was great. No, that helped me a lot. No, that was really, and thank you so much.
Well, I want to thank,
really appreciate you guys, and thank you for that help. And
I want to thank the light,
the wonderful
family.
Work that you guys do.
Yes. Well, you're so welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michelle. We love you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, for any skeptics out there, this is the real deal, guys. And I understand that in this day and time, you know, we've been so formatted to think in a certain way and to think that, that's not possible. You would need a cellular connection for that. It's like, actually, there's much more beyond this plane than we have any idea about. And that's why, in this transcendence into this new dimension, this new shift on planet Earth, we're learning to accept that we can contact seventh-dimensional beings. We can contact beings of a higher dimension with a higher vibration, of a higher purpose, I guess. Not necessarily a higher purpose for life, because all life is of the equal purpose, but I guess a greater focus on the light is the way that I can say it. Question. A couple questions. I just want to just jump right into it. Why did you choose the name for your book, Light Atonement? What does Light Atonement mean? So what's the name? How does it resonate? Everything's about perfect resonance, perfect vibration. What's Light Atonement?
Well, Light Atonement was given to me by my star family. Where they come from, seventh dimension, everything is done by light frequency.
Yes.
So light atonement means fixing the problem on this planet and reversing the damage we have caused by light frequency or light energy.
Yes. Oh my goodness. So it's essentially a light healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And light healing, you know, in this sense, it could be our intentions.
Yes.
You know, just it's not actual doing. It could be just intention, prayer, just having, you know, just better thoughts and, you know, more kind thoughts. All those things can change the vibration
Absolutely.
Of this earth.
Absolutely.
It's like when she activates crystals, because she does this for people. And when she activates one for you, she can do it even personally just for you. And it's amazing, because when you carry it around with you and have it near you, I mean, it's just, it's got such a frequency, and it helps you just really align yourself with whatever it is you want in your life. And to be clear and to be kind to the world as you go through it. But it's she puts her energy into it, and I mean, they stay activated forever, and they are so strong. It's just unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a personal experience, okay? Right the moment that I had the pleasure, the blessing of meeting these two beautiful individuals, I was given a powerful quartz crystal by Ariana and Kyle, and I really, really appreciate that. The moment, and I kid you not, and Noelle, thank you. We love you. The moment that I touched this crystal, and I kid you not, I am not just saying this. This, and I had no idea it was activated, right, until now. I had, like, clicked, and I was like, oh. I touched this crystal, and this, like, tingling just, like, went throughout my body. I had, you know, my notebook, my phone. I just set it down. I touched this crystal, and this, like, just, like, all over my body. And there, you know, there's some things in my life that I am focusing on right now, and that I feel this crystal, Ariana and Kyle. I feel this crystal.
It's pretty amazing. You should walk into her living room and into her house, where she's got the crystals done in vortexes, like, of energy.
Wait, could we go into that a little bit? Should we go into the vortexes, say?
Well, I program crystals, as you know,
yes.
And I put them in a formation, so there is a crystal grid is formed. So different parts of the house, I have crystal grids. And when you create the crystal grid, the whole sphere of the room is protected, because crystals talk to each other.
Yes.
So if you program each one of them and then you make a grid, that space inside that becomes so powerful.
It's a light grid. Mm-hmm. It's like a it's like a light shield.
But you can feel right. Like you're floating and are lopsided a little bit even in there. It's
wow.
Unbelievable.
I'm sure the electromagnetics, right, mm-hmm. is just, like, so powerful. I've been blessed with having the experience of I've been to an actual crystal healing where, you know, they set them up in where they do say the crystals communicate, and you literally feel like you're floating. I could only imagine what Ariana's living room feels like. You walk in, you're like, where's the ground? No kidding.
Yeah, and some people don't really know much about crystals. So each crystal has its own vibration.
Yes.
And each one, you know, vibrates in different ways. So that's why, you know, you put different crystals in different chakras for crystal healing.
Yes.
So because humans, we also vibrate, but we are much lower, you know, less frequency.
Yes.
But when you are next to, when our energy is off balance, when you are, you know, connected to the crystal, which vibrates in the constant, you know, vibration.
Source energy.
Yeah. Then your balance gets realigned.
Yeah.
So that's how crystal works with you.
I'm sorry to keep talking about it, but this, I'm holding this crystal in my hand. I have been since the start of the show, and, like, I feel this pulsating. I feel this energy. I feel this love. Like, I can definitely, let's put it this way. I've always worn a crystal around my neck since I can remember. I think I was, like, 6 or 7 years old when I first started wearing crystals, and, I've never felt a crystal like this with such power, such intent. Thank you. How, I want to ask this for a greater understanding. So do the crystals communicate in the same way
that I guess humans would communicate, minus obviously all the out of alignment vibrations. Like, so, you know, I guess what I want to say is, are crystals telepathically communicating with each other?
Correct.
Yes. That's really cool. Okay, so I have a citrine on my neck right now. You've blessed me with this ultra powerful quartz. Are there vibrations that are going on between these crystals right now? Are there, like, there's communication on another, like, on a dimensional, on another dimensional level that's...
Let me bring out Kyra. She is a master, just programmer. She can communicate with any crystals on this planet.
Wow.
So, and let's see what she had to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
I love you.
She said that the new crystal that you just got is definitely definitely communicating with your citrine, but it's also communicating with you and your your frequency right now. So they're in, the citrine's already aligned with your frequency pretty strongly. She said it's aligned with your, I don't know which one is even the third chakra. Which one is the third chakra? But oh, okay.
Oh,
it's
here.
Oh, okay. They said the third chakra. So
wow.
But they said that it's interesting. The quartz is very, very strong. It, when she showed it to me in the car earlier, when she told me she had programmed it for you, it has a, like a blue triangle of energy in the middle of it, of like this blue light that comes out of it, which will help you with all your creative stuff too. So,
thank you. I'm speechless. Thank you so much. I love you. Could you tell them that? yeah, right? Wow. So, okay. I'm in this limbo between just being flabbergasted at this super positive, powerful energy and just trying to maintain, you know, my my state of mind. This the energy in the studio is so unbelievably powerful, and I really, I mean, if you guys don't check out, go on Amazon or astarchild.com, you know, I mean, you are really missing out on a really powerful opportunity to raise your vibration into the higher octaves. This is just, I mean, Ariana, you are, and of course Kyle, you guys are yeah, I want to say, you know, godsends. You guys are here so powerfully to convey a message to the people of this planet. And it is so heard and felt with everything that you do. I want to thank you for everything that you do. I want to thank you for the dedication, whether it's been conscious, whether it's been deliberate or not so deliberate. I want to thank you guys so much for the dedication that you have literally dedicated your lives into making this planet a more powerful place. I want to say, does everyone have a star family?
Actually, we don't.
No.
I mean, most of us don't. Because not everybody has a lineage from stars or star nations.
Okay.
And if we do, again, as you said earlier, it doesn't make us better than, you know, the people who are not. Because we all come here with different lessons and different purpose.
Yes.
And if we do have a star family, that each one of us will be contacted by them or have enough challenges to wake up to that reality.
Yes.
So if you're wondering if you are one or not, you will know.
Oh.
And also, if you are, the question is whether you're not Star Child one or not, but instead, if you are, how can you share your gift with others?
Yes. Yes.
Because we are here to help. That's why we are here.
Exactly.
So that is the biggest question.
Exactly. I mean, I've been doing this work for 30 something years now.
Wow.
And I've met tons of people and tons of healers and tons of everything.
Yeah, of course.
And I've never met anyone that had the energy of this star energy that she has. I've met other people that work with other beings and other light beings, and you know, everyone has a guardian angel or an angelic guide or whatever that you want to call them. Okay. But everyone has that surrounded, and they have teachers and guides that come in and help them through their lessons that they have to learn in this lifetime.
Wow.
But she's got, you know, she's got, they came in so strong, and they just came in with a message that they wanted to help us.
Yes.
And she's was willing to, you know, give of her energy, her time, and change her entire life to do it.
Wow. It's really benefited more than just the two of you, I will say. I mean, I've benefited tremendously. Michelle has benefited, and all the listeners have benefited interdimensionally. I mean, I can't even say.
Yeah. I tell you, going to the YouTube channel that she's doing is going to change everyone's life, because these activations that she has on there,
they are,
you don't even have to understand, like I do, understand what they're saying.
Right.
You can just sit there, and she'll be right in front of you. You know, it's great to hold your crystal too when you're doing it, and just, you know, and just listen to the activations and watch, or just listen, and you will, it'll change your life. It'll change your life because it activates the things inside of you that need to be activated to move forward.
Yes. Okay. What? How can I subscribe? What? Just subscribe me now. So, do you want to tell us exactly what is the subscription to the YouTube, like the YouTube channel?
It's brand new, so
okay.
Actually I don't have, but if you just type in Ariana,
Ariana a Star Child,
there is my
perfect
YouTube channel right there.
I'm so excited.
And I'm actually creating the whole new introduction this week.
I'm going to do this right now.
And I'd like you to subscribe.
Yes.
Because when I, you know, upload new videos, like I am, you know, making newer healings and newer activations each month.
Wow.
And also every Mondays I upload my blog, which I write every week.
Yes.
In the blog, my intention is I want to reach as many people as possible who are not necessarily on spiritual path.
Yes.
That I am going to write difficult spiritual concept in everyday words.
Yes.
So the people can read it and actually do, you know, what has to be done. Because
yes,
it's so easy to say, be in the moment.
Right.
But if I tell you to take a breath throughout the day and connect with your breath, that anyone can do. So that's my intention of writing my blog.
That's beautiful. That's so powerful.
You're amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that we need something like that. Because, you know, Ariana, I got to tell you, in my experiences of seeing, you know, especially online, the spiritual material that is available, yes, it is vast in its knowledge, but at the same time, it is limited in the steps, right? So they'll say, for example, just like you said, they'll say, stay in the moment, right? So that, you know, we'll get 10 million people watching this video saying, okay, I'm going to stay in the moment, but then they just, okay, we're going to, okay, what's the moment? Okay. But then here you have Ariana coming along saying, this is how we stay in the moment. So this is, it's almost like a blueprint of how to raise your vibration. This is so exciting. Okay, well, I'm definitely going to make sure to subscribe. Listeners, you guys got to make sure to subscribe. www.astarchild, just ASTARCHILD.com. Can't go wrong. You can also always Google search Ariana, A Star Child. Also, Kyle Matthews. Of course, Light Atonement, Ariana, A Star Child. I would say that this is kind of... I want to know. So this is where I really want to know, okay? Where and how can people meet you in person? If they... You know, there's a bunch of people out there listening to the show, and I know that they are just like, oh, how do I get it? Okay, so first of all, they're like, okay, I'm going to read the book, but the book's, I want to meet Ariana. How does someone go about doing that?
Well, there are a couple of ways to do it.
Okay.
One is I do a private consultation, but this is really limited to some people who really need my help to make a better future for the Earth.
Yes.
So this is not for everybody, but I do business consultation, personal consultations, either in person or Skype, through Skype.
Beautiful.
But for the people who want to come meet me, I mean, again, if enough people get together and want to invite me, I'm happy to come.
Yes.
And other things, we are planning a few events in June.
Perfect.
Which, where I'm going to be out there speaking about my experience and signing my books. So when that comes out, just keep checking on my website, and it will show where and when. And then I love to meet people.
That's perfect. Well, I mean, that I'm sure people love to meet you, too. That's a win-win situation for everyone. I just want to let you guys know, Light Atonement also serves as a workbook, right? This is not just, your average daily read, you know, that you just go to your Barnes & Noble, oh, what am I going to read today? Oh, Light Atonement sounds good. Oh, read it. No, this is not one of those books. This is one of those books. It works as a guidebook. It works as a blueprint for the human experience. It serves as a workbook. And one of my favorite parts of this book is at the end of every chapter, Ariana offers thought-provoking questions to guide and inspire readers on their own spiritual journeys towards discovery, right? So the thing that I just love so much about this book is that you're not just writing a book just to put out there, you are writing a manual on how to raise the vibration of the collective consciousness for human beings. You are writing a manual. Let's put it this way, okay? If every single human being were to read this book, the collective consciousness would be raised indefinitely. The ocean's water would be alkalined because the energy would just be so pure. Like, this is the kind of level that we're talking about. I mean, this transcends any traditional, you know, good old paperback book that you're used to just opening up and reading. This is a blueprint for how to approach the human experience in the most rewarding way possible. Did I say that okay?
You put it so beautifully. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I wrote this book first as my memoir because I wanted to tell the story of how I came to speak this light language.
Yes.
Because it sounds, you know, really out of this world.
Absolutely.
And I needed to kind of explain how, you know, because this wasn't what I wanted or I was going to do.
Right.
This just came to me. So, and then after I finished the book, I was talking to my book agent, and we were like, how can people have a takeaway from this? Because it's so easy to read about somebody's story, but then that becomes that person's story.
Wow.
And it has nothing to do with you.
Yes.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to put a reflection section after each chapter so each person can look into their life.
Yes.
And find answers, what they're searching. Because since my book is very down to earth, you know, very heart-opening.
Yes, absolutely.
So it keeps your heart open, and by going through the questions yourself, you will really get to the bottom of your heart, where it's usually might be hard to get to. So this was the intention, and people have come back to me and told me that it was, you know, really beneficial for them.
Very successful.
Even the cover of the book was done specifically for her, and the layers on the cover of that book. I forget how many layers there are, but there are hundreds of layers of energy on the front of the book, even.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you felt it, that the book carries energy.
Yeah. Oh, the moment, and I kid you not, the moment I picked this book up, it was vibrating in my hand. I mean, we are in a world where, you know, 30 years ago, 40, 50 years ago, where we thought everything was an industrial age, you know, that is so not the way things are. We are such in a vibrational universe, and everything is controlled, is influenced. Everything is vibration. So with having these layers and layers of geometry, color, that transcend vibrational messages, we are able to feel, right, how we once thought that communication could only be through vocalization is no longer the case. You can communicate through a picture, but not just, oh, a picture is worth 1,000 words, but literally, wow, I'm feeling this in the very core of my being type communication. Just absolutely transcends in any book that I can say I've ever read, and really transcends any guide, any manual for the human being to keep a focused ideal on what it takes to be in alignment with the creator of creation, source, wholeness of who they are. And I guess that's part of the reason why the Light Family wrote this for us, is to get us into alignment with that wholeness of who we are. It looks like, unfortunately, guys, we have come to the last moments of this episode of the Vibration Station. But before we close out, there is a couple things that I would just like to say. First and foremost, thank you so much, Ariana and Kyle, for taking your time, for taking your energy to be here in the studio with us. The unconditional love and appreciation that is felt, that is appreciated, that is sent from all of our hearts, my hearts, the listeners' hearts to yours, is absolutely unmeasurable. I mean, I just love you guys more than words could ever explain. Before we go, I want to say, does our Light Family, does your Light Family have any last messages for the listeners, for us, for
okay,
anyone?
Here we go.
Here we go. I love it.
The group message is, they said thank you for listening. They said thank you for listening and thank you for participating in your life. And in the life of everyone, and just to really be kind to everyone. They're saying that just the smile that you give in the morning is so important to someone, and it just lights them up, and it will carry itself out and magnify itself all the way around. They said, just listen and be good to yourselves also. So they just said it, and they thank everyone for listening today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I thank them more than words could ever possibly describe. There's only a vibration in my heart that expresses the full and total gratitude, compassion, and love that I felt from Ariana's Light Family. Kyle, I just love you guys so much. Ariana, once again here on the Vibration Station, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I want to thank so much Ariana A. Starchild and Kyle Matthews, psychic and translator, for coming here in the studio to spread such a powerful message of love, light, happiness, joy, alignment, and abundance. Make sure to go on to astarchild.com. You can Google search Ariana A. Starchild. Make sure to Google search Light Atonement. And you definitely gotta look out for those YouTube videos. Always love and light from our hearts to yours. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next Sunday.